pull me down, but I see the mark, so I press. Christ brought me out so many times, why stress? Yeah. I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow.
KAYT-FM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles,
and KQJO-FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Care how much we think we're right. The stuff that we do is like filthy rags.
Yeah.
The Lord is looking at a personal relationship with him. My brothers and sisters, no one will be eligible to stand before God demanding that his sins be forgiven or forgotten simply because he has forgiven others. Only when we are born again and given a new life through God's Spirit by faith in Jesus Christ are our sins forgiven.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how many good things you've done, that don't get you in heaven. Yes, only your relationship with God. Oh, Christ did it all. He is the one who paid the penalty. We have a sin nature. And if I have a sin nature, I can't even approach the presence of God. Not the way I am.
Right.
I have to be born again. There has to be a change, a transformation.
Yourself.
I have to be renewed.
Yourself.
Something has to have happened within me that allowed me to have a new perspective to even approach the presence of God. Because God will not have fellowship with sin. And if God will not have fellowship with sin, how can I approach it?
Right. Yeah.
There's only one who will sin less.
Yourself.
One who did not sin, and his name is Jesus.
Yourself.
My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, when we see all of the things that he has done for us, we can see the action of our Lord, our God, and our King. God's initial act of forgiveness, which is reconciliation, as we were reconciled, brought back, that we experienced when we first believe in the Word of God. In other words, when I first believe, a change, a transformation took place when I accepted the Lord. And once I accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit took up residence and began to do an internal work on the inside. It reconciled me, it recalled me, it brought me back into the presence of the Lord. Through his word, through the preaching of his word.
Yes, sir.
By the preaching of the word, are we hearing and experiencing a transformation? Because now the Holy Spirit is doing something internally within us. God has never been concerned with an outward appearance of man. God isn't concerned with this physical stuff. He has never been. Why? Because we've all been predestined to look like him. And if I'm reminded of what God looked like, God is a spirit. Have you ever seen it?
No.
So what God is interested in is not what's on the outside of you, it's what's on the inside of you. Yeah. Now I get it. When the disciples saw Jesus after the resurrection, they didn't recognize him because he was in a glorified body. And when you are in a glorified body, you don't even look the same. When we get to heaven, I may recognize you, but not because of what you look like, but because what comes out of you, I remember.
Yes, sir.
And what comes out of us is what God has placed in us. What is it that he placed in us?
Yeah, yeah.
He placed his spirit. His word in us. And that makes us look just like Him. We've been predestined to look like Him spiritually, not physically. So now I get it. What the Lord is telling us. When we think about this reconciliation, what it refers to is a day-to-day cleansing we obtain when we confess our sins in order to be restored, to restore fellowship with our Heavenly Father, the fellowship which is interpreted by our daily corruption of sin that affects us all. That's some stuff in us. From the pulpit to the pew, from the back of the church to the front of the church, that does not look like the Lord. So I've got to have a daily, a cleansing watching. That's why I get on my knees and ask the Lord for forgiveness on a daily basis. Because that's some things I don't even act right. I don't look right. And I certainly don't talk right. And so do you. And so it's a daily effort that we are moving closer to Him. Jesus came into this world from God the Father with a mission to forgive men of their sins. To extend His grace and His mercy, His grace and His mercy to all who would receive it. My brothers and sisters, God can judge us under the law, or He can judge us under grace. The law, the moral standard, the standards that God has set up for each and every one of us. The law, 613 law, we wrestle with 10. The law. Can be, we can either be judged under the law or we can be judged under grace, God's unmerited favor, or God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. Now you can have it one way or you can have it the other way. Which one do you prefer? Can I suggest there is no salvation under the law? For God did not establish salvation under the law. He established salvation under grace. Yeah. God can look at you under the law and see His holy standard. Or He can look at you under grace and see His immutable His attribute. Which means under His attribute, He can forgive us and forget the stuff that we've done. God will not change. But He can look at us from one perspective or the other. Sometimes I don't look like Him. And then there are other times I look just like Him. The question is, God can judge us either one of them or the other. Which one do you want? Do you want law or grace? There are some that say, I have never asked Him for forgiveness. You are under the law. But then there are others that said, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. You are under grace. God will judge both. But it depends on what you are with Him. Am I under the law or am I under grace? The church, those of us who have accepted the law as our personal Savior, is under grace, God's unmerited favor. God supplies an abundance of things for each and every one of us. The Lord Jesus extended forgiveness to all as well as His grace and His mercy. And He extended it, my brothers and sisters. Let's go back and see what Scripture says. That was a woman who had an issue of blood. Well, let's go even further back. That was a woman who was caught in adultery. Any adulterers in the house? Maybe you have not physically done it, but maybe in your mind, an adultery is an adulterer. That was a woman who was caught in adultery. Jesus said to the crowd, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So He was speaking to everyone who had brought her to Him. And we are told that all of them walked away because all had sinned. The only one who was able to judge her and cast the stone was the one who was writing on the ground. Some theorize there that He was taking name, but I suggest He already knew their name. He is an omniscient God who knows all things. He didn't have to write their name down because He knew whether they were right or not. And He asked the question, where are your accusers? And she said, no, none, Lord, none of them are here. They've all walked away. And Jesus said, neither do I accuse you. Go in peace. Sin no more. Forgiveness. By the spoken word of God. Forgiveness. By the spoken Lord. Enacted upon a woman who had committed adultery. And Daryl, they said, but you're an adulterer. That's an abomination. That's the worst of the worst. But lying is just the same.
Yeah.
Why is it that we want to categorize what's so bad when we mess up? All of us have sinned and come short of the glory. And Jesus said, I will forgive it once you repent of your sin. Go and sin no more.
Yeah.
The Lord is speaking to us because the Lord has the power to forgive. Then there's a parable. Jesus tells us of a forgiving father. This parable is about a son who asked his father for his share of his inheritance. The son left home after receiving it and wasted his inheritance in worldly or wild living. We know him as the prodigal son. But the amazing character in this story is not the son, but the forgiving father.
Yeah.
This ought to be a father's image.
Yeah.
Jesus is teaching that no one has sinned so much of a degree that it is impossible to go back to God in repentance and receive forgiveness. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what your life is like. I don't care what you've caught up in. You can still be forgiven.
Yeah.
When we return, when we go back, we can receive forgiveness if we ask. Why? Because Jesus has paid the ultimate price that was required by God for each and every one of us to be saved. You ain't gonna ever live good enough to please him. But thank God that was one who did.
Yes, sir.
He came over 40 and two generations who demonstrated the power of the love of God, his unconditional love, so that each and every one of us would have eternal life. God ain't trying to fight you. He ain't mad at you. God is trying to save you.
Yes, yes.
My brothers and sisters, so the question is asked, is forgiveness so important? I'm glad you asked. Y'all are really smart. Jesus said in Luke 23 and 34, Father, Abba, forgive them, for they know not what they do. All this intelligence God gave man. He gave us a mind to articulate, a mind to go and study in schools and seminaries, but we still don't know nothing. We will never understand as much as we need to know about God, because God says, I've got so much to give you, so much for you to learn concerning who I am. Amen. Forgiveness releases us from guilt and its penalty. I want to examine three areas, and then I'll let you go, of God's plan of forgiveness, and I hope I have enough time. First, God's plan of forgiveness is personal. Write it down, Donald. All my deacons, write it down. God's plan is personal. Secondly, God's plan of forgiveness is positional. And thirdly, God's plan of forgiveness is a promise. It's personal, it's positional, and it's a promise.
Yes, sir.
And his word does not lie.
Yes, sir.
First, God's plan is personal because it is available to all who accept his son. It's personal.
Yeah.
If you accept his son, his forgiveness is for you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's inclusive, believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. The whosoever makes it personal, Antioch. Salvation is God's personal love gift to mankind. And this love gift is received by simply asking for forgiveness and accepting his son, Jesus, as Savior. But then verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God ain't mad at us. God is trying to save us. God customized a plan which would meet the needs of whosoever would call upon him. Brother Mathers, you don't know my story. I've done some bad things in life. When I look in the Bible, it reveals many men and women who did bad.
Thank you for tuning in.